going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
1 o'clock baseball, which Kimmy and I will be hanging out at over at Innovative Field. 1 o'clock. We'll see you over at the ballpark. That is, if Kimmy wants to hang out with me anymore. Kimmy's already in a bad mood. She's in a bad mood.
Just really good at pushing buttons.
I don't know what I did. I simply asked a question. I go, oh, actually, I looked it up.
And I'm like, I don't know. I think this person, you look it up. You're like, oh, you're wrong.
I did
Can't
say
wait
it
to
like
prove
that.
Wrong.
I did not say it like that. I had a very simple question.
It was up.
I know nothing about country music.
Yeah. I don't really either, but I know that.
Okay, jeez, I don't know why you're getting so mad. All right. So there, you know, you and I did comedy for a living.
Yeah.
And there's a musician that we know.
Yeah.
Who is trying to make it
and grinding it out, man.
Yeah, you got it. And like, look, man, we've been there, having to play these small venues.
And you're like miles from your home, man.
Exactly. It sucks.
Mm-hmm.
And like, we had made a comment, like, you know, in music, if you don't hit early,
yeah, there's a you age out.
Exactly. And Kimmy, you had said from your side of the room.
Well, and I said, I think with country music, you can go a little later. It's not
you can
like
age
pop.
Into it.
Well, not age into it, but I think you have a little bit longer of a lifespan in country music than you do in like pop music
okay.
or other things.
And here's the thing. I know nothing about country. You know nothing about country.
No.
And now I'm curious. I'm curious about this. So I go, really? Like who? And you had said the name.
That's like, I just said the name Carly Pierce because I know she's like a little bit older when she first hit. I don't even really know that much about her.
Again, you're getting mad. I'm just trying to tell the story. I'm just trying to tell a story here.
Oh, God.
I was just thinking.
Your story.
Because I thought she was talking about like that chick like Gretchen Wilson. She was
more of like a
boozy like blues artist that went country.
Okay.
You know what I mean? She's not like super
where
attractive.
Where were you when we needed this information?
Well, I was just thinking about that. But, you know, like that, I thought that's where she was going. Like,
well, that's another one.
She's not traditionally pretty country girl.
Okay, I didn't she looks, say that.
Oh, yep, you too. Here we go. See, you want to line up with that guy? You want to line up with this guy?
Hold on. All her tunes are like, I'm rough around the edges.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
I am a redneck woman. You know what I mean?
Nobody calls her ugly.
No, I'm just saying, but you're not a traditional beauty.
But that was 25 years ago.
Was so that 25 years ago?
Yeah, right? 20 years ago at least, yeah. Right? How long ago, when did Gretchen Wilson's first hit happen? It was a while ago.
I don't know.
Redneck right, woman.
So you meant, I asked when.
I'm just here for the beer, man.
Okay, can I, quick sidebar?
What?
You could have called her a blues artist. You had to say boozy blues.
Well, it is boozy blues. All her stuff is like honky tonk. I'm a rough chick.
No, I get it, but you didn't say boozy blues as in music. I know what you meant.
You know.
So you mentioned the name Carly Pierce.
Yeah.
Kimmy. And I'm a curious man.
Yeah.
I want to learn everything I can
no,
about everything. No, I do.
No, that's not what you did.
No, that's not what you did.
Oh, my God.
This was not
why.
Your motivation.
No, this is what my motivation is. When we do the show, I ask questions of people that know because I don't know and I want to know.
But so, she gave you an answer.
And she gave me an answer. So I go, oh, interesting.
So you didn't want to know.
No, I did want to know. So now I want to know about Carly Pierce.
Okay. What's going on?
So quick sidebar.
Yeah.
Behind the scenes on the show, half of the time it's us making fun of us. Half the time it's us making fun of other people.
Mm-hmm.
And then another half we do one and a half. That's how much work we put in. Is us Wikipedia random things that come up in the room. So I Wikipedia Carly Pierce.
What are they saying?
And well, Kimmy said she was 38 when she had her first.
Yeah,
well,
I didn't say 38.
You said
38. I go, I think she's in her late 30s. You say 38, and you're like, you said 38. God, you are insufferable.
I don't know what I did. I don't know what
she
I did.
She likes me more than you.
I don't know what I did.
And
yeah.
I'm a jerk.
You said you clearly said 38. I didn't know where you pulled 38 from, but you said 38.
Why would I say 38 if somebody else didn't say 38?
I didn't say 30. I wish we could record everything we say in this room because I didn't freaking say 38.
I'm really glad we don't do that for many reasons.
So she's 35.
Mostly illegal. Okay. And now she's 35. Okay.
Yeah, and I'm reading about her. She was born in Kentucky. Quite interesting.
Right.
She developed her country music interest from her grandparents, who regularly played music in her childhood.
Okay, that's like everybody in country music is the same story?
Yes, absolutely. And what I found most interesting.
What's that?
And I just simply said this out loud.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I simply said this out loud.
Yeah.
I go, oh, she had her first hit in 2017, and I started to say that would have made her, and I'm trying to do the math in my head because she's 35
now. She's 38.
So, no, she's 35. She's 35. So that would have made her like 27.
Okay.
And I started to say that, and Kimmy flipped out.
No, I didn't. I go, I didn't know that. And then you started to rub it in like, okay she had her first hit in 2017.
I did not say it like that.
Yes, you did.
All right, no, time
you
out.
You poke and you poke and you poke, and then you're like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
I don't know what I did.
I was just curious.
I don't know what I did.
Yeah.
All right, time out. All right, Kimmy, I respect your feelings.
No, you don't.
I do. I feel bad that you feel bad.
I don't feel bad.
I can tell you. Look.
I do want to punch you in the face right now.
I don't know what I did.
I don't feel bad.
I don't know what I did.
I'll hold your headphones.
Okay. Now, Tommy.
What?
You are the third person in here.
I ain't pissing her
you're
off.
No, see, this isn't fair. Take her feelings and her reaction out of this.
She watched
everything that happened.
Right.
Who was the insane one in this situation?
I don't think anybody was insane.
Uh-huh.
You know, I think what we're seeing here is a agree to disagree. I think you pushed the envelope. You were a little disrespectful, a little bit.
Thank
a
you.
Bit.
You know,
he's a little disrespectful.
He's doing Goodfellas. You don't even know he's doing Goodfellas.
Being a little disrespectful.
Yeah, we went a little too far. A little disrespectful.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
All right. But would you? And I'm just asking.
Yeah.
You know, our friendship aside, don't let that influence you. Would you agree or disagree?
Mm.
Kimmy may have overreacted.
I think everybody has a right to their feelings and their opinions.
I didn't overreact to the conversation. I overreacted to you being like, you're wrong.
I never said you're wrong. The words you are
you
wrong.
You didn't have to
the
say
words,
it.
See, that's what I mean.
We know what you meant.
The words
we know
you're
what
wrong.
You were doing.
Okay. I live with three women, right?
Okay. Yeah, and you haven't learned much, I guess.
See, what I love how it's turned into like a 19.
Man, I can't wait to talk so much crap with your daughters later.
My daughters are coming in because they're coming to the baseball.
Oh, that's right. They're coming in today.
Yeah. As soon as you leave.
So your dad, huh? Really annoying.
Wow. Don't do that to my teenage daughters who already tell me that to my face every single day.
They get it.
All right. Is everything? Are you all right?
Yes.
Oh, no. I mean, we're friends. I just want to make sure.
Are we friends?
Oh, my gosh.
You're not being a very good friend right now.
It was quiet. Ooh. We were having fun. Like,
ooh, burn.
It wasn't even like an exciting morning.
Yeah,
like, it was a pretty quiet
you
morning.
Did this.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I ain't going over there, man.
Help.
Hey, you're
help
on your own,
me. No, bro. Home team. We've known each other for very long.
Yeah, but
very
you stepped long. In. Look, man, I can only help you. You're in the middle of the landmine field.
I didn't do anything.
No.
And, like, there's nothing
I'll talk to you later.
All right, Kimmy, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
All right, because I value your friendship.
Mm-hmm.
I respect you as a coworker.
Yeah.
We could not do this job without you.
Yeah.
And you're a wonderful person.
Yeah.
What can I do right now to make this situation better?
Not be a dick in the morning?
What?
Just let things go?
Oh, see, yes. But he can't let it go.
No.
What can't no? Do you know you're gonna sign up with her?
It's a pointless conversation that you had to Google.
I just was curious.
Had to win.
Oh my!
You
no.
did. You had to win. That's what it is.
I didn't even have an
you
opinion.
You had to win.
I did not have an opinion.
I was literally just casually throwing something out there, and you had to Google it.
And
to
I started
like,
this whole thing.
Yes, you did.
By questioning this girl's career choices.
252 WCMF 252-9263. You know what it is?
What's that?
She was never in the biz. That's why she's getting weird about this.
Sure.
Then
why'd you ask?
The country biz?
Well, no, to be fair, I don't know if I asked you you may have interjected into our conversation.
Okay, fine. I will stay out of your conversation.
Well, no, I was just like
I will just sit here quietly and be the secretary of the break room.
Like, here we go. Are we doing this?
I will not speak unless spoken to.
If you're just joining us.
Yeah.
No, the building is.
The show is over.
Tommy and I were having a conversation about this musician we know, and she's grinding, man. She's working hard. She's touring the country. She's playing these small
venues.
Yeah, she is. And, you know, it reminded us of, like, the small places we
went
to. It's tough. And you had mentioned, you know, what, or was it, who had mentioned, I'm sorry.
What?
About how hard it is as a musician, the older you get, to, like, become a legitimate
star. I don't know who
brought
that up. Yeah.
I don't even know.
Yeah, you age out of the business.
Exactly.
It happens to everybody.
And Kimmy had said no for country.
Country, you can go longer. You have a longer shelf life.
You have a little bit longer to go. Yeah.
And she mentioned the name Carly Pierce, and I never heard of Carly Pierce, and I'm curious.
She was 38 when she started. She was born in Kentucky.
But be careful, because I'm looking at her face, and she's getting mad at you now.
Her mommy and daddy ran to church where she sung.
Luckily, Tommy doesn't know how to Google.
And at 38, she left. She struck out on her own.
So she's 30. Kimmy said she had gotten popular later. She's 35 now.
So she's lying about her age?
35 now. she had her first hit in 2017. So I was like, oh, she was. And Kimmy's just like, ah!
I didn't. I actually was fine when you said that. I go, oh, I didn't know. And then you just kept digging deeper.
I don't know what I did.
Yeah, you were needling.
What? Shut up.
Yes.
So fun fact.
What's that?
She got divorced,
which
sucks. That'll happen later in life when you, you know,
age out,
hit at 38.
Yeah.
She is dating a minor league. No, I'm sorry. She's dating a drummer who is a member of her band.
Oh, so she's banging the help.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's probably also much, much, much older because according to Kimmy, this woman is ready to file for Social Security.
Didn't say any of that.
Okay. All right. Look. We have 3 hours and 50.
Yep, good start.
I am a redneck woman, not some high-class broad.
Can I go back to like Kimmy a second ago? You're not fine. I'll just sit here. Do women not understand that the silent treatment is not like the worst thing in the world?
No, it's true.
I mean.
So it was like a gold.
No, it's easier for me.
No,
to be quiet.
I'm
Ooh.
Oh, my God.
I wasn't doing that for you.
Ooh.
I was doing that for my own piece.
Double burn.
He's making fun of you. That was him making fun of you right there. You're just going to let that slide?
I'm not even listening to him right now.
I'll take it.
Okay. But like going back to those silent treatment thing. Like if you have, you know, girlfriend, wife, whatever. Like I'm not. We have to pretend that the silent treatment bothers us.
Right.
Or else they get more upset.
Mm-hmm.
But like once you get to silent treatment.
It's kind of what I was shooting for to begin with.
Right.
When I got out of bed this morning.
Okay, now you're being a dick. I want to talk to my wife. I don't want to talk to my angry wife.
No, but a little break is nice too, though.
No,
you know what I mean?
That's the difference. Little break, you're right, when she's mad, fine. You said I was waiting for you to stop talking the second I got out of bed this morning. How am I the one that gets lit up in this room?
I don't know.
Idiot.
I don't know.
Dumbass. Bitch ass. Bitch. 252-WCMF, 252-926. Hey, I'm not going to read any Instagram comments coming in right now because I'm afraid Kimmy's head will explode and the roof will blow off the top of this building.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it Keith? Keith.
Keith.
Hey, what's up, Keith? How are you, buddy?
All right, everybody take a deep breath.
Okay.
Okay, calm down.
Oh, by the way, if that's how you breathe, I would go see a doctor.
We're 12 minutes in. Let's start over. We're all good now.
Oh, you know what happened?
Rewind.
You know what happened? Tommy missed the da-da-das, and that's what made everything go
sideways. My fault.
Well, I mean, did that not happen, Kimmy?
It did happen.
Yeah.
That was it.
All right, well, Keith, we started over. Thank you for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Kimmy?
Yes.
You're great at what you do.
Shut up.
I'm just going to shut up.
Okay.
Yeah, cool.
Why don't you just do the show then? Because I don't want to talk.
I don't know if you're doing an impression of me or Tommy.
It's a little both. It was a comedy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I don't get it, Kimmy.
What's the matter?
I had heard a football expert on FCC regulated airwaves.
Yeah.
Say that no professional football player would even consider doing this. And that goes against.
Yeah, it didn't seem like this person thought that it wouldn't be a big deal.
No, not at all. Yeah. He didn't think that the biggest sporting event on the planet with billions of eyes on it would be something that these men would want to participate in. And I guess what doesn't make any sense is now we're hearing from the horse's mouth. Does he not understand? Like, this man in a tracksuit understands?
I tell you what, if I was an agent, I'd be pissed off.
Yeah, why would you want that kind of publicity for your client?
Well, if he gets hurt.
You can get hurt anywhere.
Yeah, but this is unnecessary. I understand in the heat of battle what you get paid to do, which made you a name.
In the heat of battle.
This is, you're going to take what made you a name and go jackassing around for some third world event.
What?
Third world event?
Oh, yeah.
So the Bills are at mandatory OTAs. We told you yesterday. Everybody's there. James Cook showed up. Happy, happy, happy.
All right, we're humming.
But here's the thing, man. It's kind of boring. You're just like playing 7-on-7 against each other, throwing the ball, right? So they have to find other things to ask the players. They've been talking to Josh about his wedding. He doesn't want to talk about that much.
No, okay. He didn't really say a whole lot.
But the question was brought up 2 weeks ago. We shared with you here on the show that the NFL agreed to send NFL players to the Olympics to compete in the first ever flag football event.
Yep.
And when we brought that up, you said, Tommy, that no NFL player would even think about participating in this.
Right.
Which is weird because this is what Josh Allen had to say about it yesterday.
I'm not going to disrespect the guys that are playing flag football right now, but you know, if there was an opportunity for me to try, I would absolutely love to. I've always wanted to compete for my country, and you know, every time the Olympics are on, I'm tuned in and glued to the screen. But I think there's really no greater honor to do that. That'd be really cool.
You can't even like when you look at Olympic events,
yeah.
and you take this thing that kids do in PE,
yeah.
and go, it was an honor to represent my country in flag football.
I have a question.
It's what? A watered-down event.
I have a question.
Of what you do.
What's your question?
What Olympic event don't kids do in PE?
Yeah, that's true.
Track and field,
number one.
No, there's rifling in some high schools. That they'll.
Yeah, but not legally.
But no, you idiot. They have rifle teams in our area.
Yeah.
Name me a single Olympic event that you don't do in gym class.
I don't know. Got to be one.
Name it.
I don't know. This is as low as it gets, man.
I disagree with you. Every sport has to start somewhere.
But you're not even doing your sport. Like, basketball goes and plays basketball, right? Nobody. Hockey, well, but go someplace
some
hockey.
Of those sports, though, are a little slightly different.
No, but the NHL, when those guys go to the Olympics, they don't play street hockey.
No, but I mean, the rules for international hockey are different. But it's the rules for international basketball.
So you're going to tell me flag football is pretty close to football.
What's
professional NFL football?
Just without contact?
Same, not everything. Same concept.
Well, you know, Tommy, the way I watch the game today, it's like they're playing flag football anyway. What up with the quarterbacks and dresses?
These guys are goddamn fools because somebody's going to get hurt. Uh-huh. And by the way, you're going to do this right before the season starts because it's the Summer Olympics.
Yeah, so the way that it works out, the scheduling, so the NFL decided that they need 12 players.
Right.
Every NFL team will nominate one of their players.
One sucker.
To be up for this roster, right? So they will miss the first week and a half of training camp in 2028 playing in the Olympics. But I think the NFL teams also understand, much like NBA teams did with the Dream Team in 92, you are getting international exposure for a sport that does not regularly get international exposure.
These guys are by the end, even if these guys don't get hurt, they're going to be out of gas by the end of the season.
It's not
because you're just grinding your bodies down.
But there's no contact.
For nothing.
Right.
And by the way, who are we playing? We're the only country that actually plays football to this level. So who would we play?
No, that's what I'm saying. If you're saying there's no competition, then it shouldn't be that difficult.
Then it's not even an impressive stat that you went and played for your country. You got a gold medal in a sport that no other country plays.
So it wasn't impressive when the basketball team did it?
No, because basketball's an international sport.
They beat everybody
they
averaged a 40-point win.
And it looked ridiculous.
Okay, and if you go on, Netflix right now, there are no exaggeration. 15 documentaries about the 92 Dream Team. Plus, Kimmy, he makes a great point about wearing the body down.
What's that?
Remember when Michael Jordan didn't win the championship in 92, 93 because he went and played in Barcelona?
I bet you Jordan regrets it.
You did? Yeah.
He had to reconstruct his body.
You think the billionaire who got international? Okay. Kimmy.
Yeah.
As much 252 WCMF, Josh Allen says this week at OTAs that he is very interested in representing his country playing flag football for the Olympics. You don't like this.
I mean, okay, the Bills fan in me does not want to see this happen due to, like you said, injury concerns. However, the football fan in me absolutely wants to see Josh Allen go dominate a flag football game.
He was made for this. Josh Allen.
Well, he's a professional football player.
No, it's past his talent. He is everybody's All-American. Underdog story, $1 million smile.
Mm-hmm. He, golden retriever.
Yep, he got the girl. He does it right. Play back the original piece. Could you play back the beginning of that audio? Even in saying he wants to play, he goes out of his way to not disrespect the already existing American men's flag football team.
I'm not going to disrespect the guys that are playing flag football right now, but if there was an opportunity for me to try, I would absolutely love to.
He's everybody's all. He is Captain America.
But you may not even see him play because what you said. I mean, how many quarterbacks are they
going to
take?
Yeah, true. I mean, he could split time with somebody depending on who they send.
Let's talk about that. Now, I will now take my Bills fan hat off and put on my football analysis hat. Josh Allen, I would argue, is the best quarterback in the NFL.
Okay.
Right? But part of the reason he is the best quarterback in the NFL, his physicality, right? That guy will stare you in your face.
Yeah, he'll run you over.
He will eat your soul with his shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts, CJ Stroud in Houston. All of those guys have expressed interest in playing.
Remember your marquee names.
Maybe built a little bit better for flag football.
Exactly. Flag football is about precision and speed. Not that Josh isn't fast. I mean, he outruns defensive backs. Not that he can't drop a ball into a basket. But Kimmy.
But it's not about taking you down. It's about grabbing that flag.
Exactly. Yeah. I would think from an analysis standpoint.
Could be right here.
The way that Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts, CJ Stroud, guys like that play the game, the more fluid quarterbacks, they may be a better fit. Which breaks my heart,
because
I would love to see Josh do this.
Josh is too big of a target. He's just too big.
Well, but
I feel like flag football.
I don't think his flag gets longer because he's taller.
Well, no, but he's. I just picture flag football players to be a little bit more a little leaner, faster, just all around, more looking like a track star than a big.
Big boy.
Bulldozer.
Have you seen the video of the... So the reason Josh went out of his way to say that about the men's national flag football team, the current quarterback of that team, who was under the impression he would be going to the Olympics, he's been very vocal the last 3 or 4 weeks saying it's disrespectful that NFL players believe they could walk into this sport and dominate.
Oh my God, listen to the ego on this
Well, I mean,
flag douche.
You know what I would sign up for? American flag football team versus NFL Ooh. Team put together, and then we could see who we send, right? Because if you could beat them, then sure.
But that's like a plot of like an early 90s teen movie.
It is, but I want to sit down and watch it.
We got to beat the Yacht Club if we're going to save the teen center, guys.
Good luck coming onto this field, Josh Allen.
But to Kimmy's point, that kid is like tall and lanky and lean. Like if he got hit, he would explode.
But he's playing a boys game.
But football is a boys game.
It's less
and girls,
than,
thank you.
It's less than like college.
Tommy, 8-year-olds play tackle football.
I understand, but this kid, he can't think like Josh Allen couldn't come in there and dominate his position.
I agree with you.
That's sad.
But I think what you're losing here the most is how popular flag football has become.
I don't see it nowhere.
Is it Webster who just won the state championship, the Webster Girls flag football team this
week? Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so flag football has exploded across the U.S. It is now the preferred route.
Well, because of the concussion.
For younger players before they get to like middle school football. So, and even some folks in middle school are playing it. Girls flag football, not only we have them in high schools across Section 5 right now, there are colleges that are starting women's flag football.
Well, yeah, because the girls can play now. They can have something to do.
The point I'm making is there is a ton of momentum for this sport. And yes, I don't believe it will ever come close to the popularity of American professional football. But you are underestimating how popular.
I could see the girls being interesting, you know, because they don't play football. So letting the girls go out there and do this, that's great.
7-on-7 football. Are you familiar with this?
With the gals?
No.
Just in general.
Well, this is what they were doing because they were coming up short.
No. 7-on-7 football is an off-season training thing. It started that way for high school football players, where you get a quarterback, a couple of wide receivers, and a fat kid to snap the ball.
Right.
There are now tours across the country where these super elite high school players that will eventually be like superstar D1 athletes travel on like these super exclusive AAU travel teams.
Oh.
And that's become something that is now televised on ESPN.
Wait, high school 7-on-7?
Yeah, like you'll start to see
it. Some people just watch anything now. But who the hell's watching this?
It's compelling. It really is.
Well, because you're so deep into this.
Well, no.
I would give it a chance. If I were, like, just sit down and try to watch it. I think it's going to be a little bit more entertaining than you think. Just based on the speed.
Right.
Like, I love how you say, like, nobody cares about something like this.
Nobody cares.
And it will be impossible
going nowhere
to get a ticket to go watch the Bills without shoulder pads on, in T-shirts, throw the ball to each other.
I understand.
At St. Jude Fisher.
But that's anticipation for a season of football.
Yeah.
This Olympic thing,
It's
going to be a one and done.
Like breakdancing?
Yep.
Actually, breakdancing was a one and done.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, okay.
It's going to go by the way of breakdancing. It's going to be a one and done.
I also think you're underestimating how many stars will show up on other countries' rosters. Canada will have a pretty decent roster. Mexico will have a pretty decent roster because you have NFL players that have Mexican and Canadian citizenship and heritage.
I wonder how NFL players will line up against, because I mean, there are a lot of like professional soccer players that I'm sure could also participate in something like this. No?
I don't know. I mean, like,
a little light in the ass.
I think that
we're talking speed and agility, though. I don't know.
Understood, but like the specific skills of catching and throwing a football, we're used to it because we grew up playing.
I mean, rugby, you got international rugby
players. Rugby would be the closest, right?
But no, because that's more physical.
I mean, but at least it's closer to the game.
It's the art. There's no forward passing in rugby. Like,
they just kind of like lateral. Mm.
Catching a football is a very difficult thing to do if you've never done it. Like, and I'll show you. We will take a football. We could take Tommy out in the street right now and throw it at him, and he'll do this. He'll put his hands up in front of his face.
Huh? Wait. Why do you have to belittle me?
Well, you are dressed like you're going to go out there and play catch.
When's the last time you caught a football?
I don't know.
Have you ever caught a football?
Yeah, when I was a kid. I went to summer camp.
Okay.
Jerking around stuff.
It's the same way I can't drill a soccer ball with my feet to save my life. But if you go to any European, South American country, every person knows how to do that. So that's what I mean. Like, yes, I get it.
Nuns are in the street.
I'm just wondering, like, with being like that high level of an athlete, if you can pick these things up pretty quick.
It's a good
question. I know you're already behind because, you know, these people do it for a living. But I don't know. We'll see how they match up.
Maybe we'll find out.
It's going to be exciting.
If Josh Allen, I only want him to do this. Well, one, because watching it would be fun. I also want the Team USA Josh Allen flag football jersey. I would wear that everywhere.
All right.
Everywhere.
I wonder if you have other professional athletes trying to get in on this, like any professional basketball players or
that want to play flag football?
Like, remember, like, I could just see LeBron James in, like, his peak heyday wanting to do this.
Just to say he did it?
just to say he did. Well, remember, there's always this talk, like, could LeBron James also play football? And like, there are those crossover athletes that at one point in their lives played both.
Okay.
Like, I could see somebody also, like, some other guys wanting to get in on this that don't play professional football, but maybe play another professional sport.
To your point, Allen Iverson was one of the best high school quarterbacks in the country.
Oh.
So, all right, we'll see. Can't wait.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, Josh. Do it for America. Yes.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yesterday, the world lost what might have been the most brilliant musical mind of the last 100 years.
Yeah.
A guy whose ideas and insane dedication led to a change in how all pop and rock music sounded. And he was a man who was certifiably insane.
Yep.
But that's his description.
Yeah.
The more you look at it, maybe the more you start to see a connection. That maybe you can't be a musical genius if you're not completely out of your freaking mind.
Makes sense.
It makes sense.
Well, think of all the greats and their private stories or tragedies.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Yesterday, rock legend and engine of the Beach Boys, Brian Wilson, passed away at 82 of younger listeners.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Yeah.
Professionally, he leaves behind a legacy that is matched by, like, no one.
Yeah.
He turned the Beach Boys from essentially a boy band into, like, pioneers. I've said it before. I'll say it again. For my money, Pet Sounds is the greatest album ever recorded.
Yeah, that's pretty much across the board.
Right?
With people, yeah.
Yeah. At minimum, he was one of the best songwriters and composers ever. And acts like the Beatles and the Stones, really every artist that pushed music forward from the late 60s on, were influenced by what he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Sgt. Pepper's exists because of Brian Wilson.
Okay.
He was also completely insane.
Hey, he crazy.
Yeah. His struggles with mental health are well documented. It's something he talked about later in his life. He had a mental breakdown in the mid-60s. He became totally reclusive. He was known at one point for building a sandbox around his piano that he rarely came out of. There were periods where he refused to eat or drink to the point where he needed doctor's care.
Yeah, then he also blew up.
Oh, yep, he got really fat. Well, yeah, you're sitting in a sandbox all day.
Man, what are you going to do?
Not a lot of cardio in there. Mm. It's rumored at one point he did not leave his bedroom for 2 years.
Yeah.
Why a sandbox? Was there reason behind that?
Well, the Beach Boys.
He's a Beach Boy, Kimmy.
Yeah. I didn't know. If like there was.
I mean, I'm guessing that's what.
Yeah, we don't actually know. Okay. I mean, Sandbox made him feel comfortable.
His father was also very hard,
overbearing.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like a Joe Jackson situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, I mean, let's not forget. Now, he didn't connect the Beach Boys with Charles Manson. He did produce a few Charles Manson songs.
Yeah, and he could have had a shot, man.
After Dennis Wilson brought him to the band.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
What's the Never Live Not to Love? What is the name of that song they produced?
I forget. Let's Go Killing Now. Everybody's Learning How.
You wish.
But stab, stab. Let's Go Stabbing Now. Everybody.
It's really fascinating. Yeah. How many 70s, 60s, 70s music artists that Charles Manson had?
Because he just got hung around, man.
He was hanging out with the Mamas and the Papas.
Yeah.
Till they were just the Papas. Are all the most influential musicians ever insane?
Well, the other one that comes to mind that had like an ear and a vision was Phil Spector.
Yep, and now I know he's a guy that people may not know other than the Murder Trials.
Right, but he created a sound. He created it. He put things together, you know? So I guess you would call him more of a...
He's a producer. Composer.
Composer, yeah. And an arranger.
Yes.
So he knew where to put people and how... He didn't have the talent. He saw the talent and where to put it. And he was a genius. And he created that wall of sound that changed music also.
And if you read any story about Phil Spector...
He was crazy.
Yes. I mean, you just need eyes to see how he was dressing in court.
His hair was crazy.
So Phil Spector's a great one.
Mm-hmm.
The phone number is 252-WCMF. 252-9263. I want you to think, everybody, of the artists you believe changed the way music was headed. Not just great artists, guys that did something, men and women that did something where you were like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Were any of them sane? Because as we break down the ones that stand out,
yeah.
Kurt Cobain ended an entire genre of music
mm-hmm.
and changed a generation of youth.
Yeah.
And that guy had major demons.
Sure. Coming.
Prince.
Yeah.
Wrote some of the biggest hits of the 80s, not just for himself either.
Right.
The stories you hear about Prince, he changed his name to a symbol.
Mm.
He converted to, a Jehovah's Witness?
Something like that, yeah.
He would go door knocking on behalf of the church.
He converted to being a Jehovah's Witness? He wasn't
I believe so.
Raised that? Oh, interesting.
There's a video of him, because he also lived in Minneapolis.
Yep.
Yeah.
His whole life.
Yeah. And there's video of him. He used to like to ride his bike around town. Mm-hmm. He would be in an Eckerd's parking lot. Riding his bike around in a parking lot of a drugstore.
Prince.
Prince, at the height of his career. And there goes Prince on his bicycle riding around the parking lot.
I mean, Michael Jackson, don't say anymore, right?
Probably the greatest entertainer of all time.
But have the arguably most demons of all of these people that we've talked about. Is there a musician that exists or has existed that changed the game that wasn't completely out of their mind?
I can't think of one.
Neither could I, and I was racking my brain last night. Like, give me one person that changed the trajectory that you sat down with. You're like, oh, that guy's got it all.
Because you
got
to have a unique personality to come up with this stuff. Right? You have to be such an isolated person.
Okay.
And so driven that this is all you do to hit that level, right, of talent.
So
that you're going to pay a price for it.
Okay.
Everything costs something. Everything's got a mortgage.
I agree with you, but I guess you can make the argument.
Mortgages.
I guess like maybe the argument is like, yes, you have to withdraw yourself from like your friends or family, but that doesn't necessarily mean you have like mental illness.
But you got something going on there, man, to make you want to do that.
Do you think it starts that way, or do you think they kind of become more insane with as it grows in fame?
I always said it was hardwired in. It just develops more and more over the years.
That's a good question. Because like
a lot of them start with humble beginnings, though.
Yeah, but I think that stuff is in, that DNA is in there.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Brian Wilson dies yesterday at the age of 82. He changed music, right? Engine of the Beach Boys, Pet Sounds. Amazing.
I mean, he created an image. That people just wanted to, like, my brothers, like, they worshiped them as, like, teenage kids.
And he didn't do it on purpose, by the way.
No.
He was just trying to get something that he wanted to sound the right way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to go back to that question Kimmy just brought up. That's a really good question because, like, in Brian Wilson's case, he has a documented mental breakdown at 64 years old, or in 1964, I'm sorry. Is striving for perfection, like, can that make you insane?
Right, because you're never, because it's never enough.
But
you know what I mean?
But I think your argument is also valid. Like, maybe there's stuff in a lot of people that never gets brought up because you're never put in that pressure situation.
Right.
Right? Like, you don't know what it's like to be a 5'5", one of the greatest guitarists to ever live, and then all of a sudden become famous.
Right.
You don't know what it's like to have, you know, you and your brothers in a band that tours the country when you're 7 years old, your father's driving you, and then all of a sudden you're the most, your biggest thing on the planet.
Right. And I mean, it goes through history. If you look at, like, Hank Williams, like one of the greatest country artists of all time, also wrote other tunes. He was a junkie and an alcoholic.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But then again, I
they
mean,
called him the hillbilly Shakespeare.
But there's also people that argue it's the money that leads to the alcoholism.
Well, it also feeds the beast.
To things and, keeping up with the certain crowd.
But he had a nice caddy.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. He died in the back of that caddy.
Yeah, Elvis the same way, man.
I wouldn't put Elvis on this level.
No, but I'm saying Elvis was a guy that, he was the vehicle that changed rock and roll, even though he didn't create it.
Mm-hmm.
But he was the face of it.
Okay.
And look what he turned himself into. Yeah. He went from an icon to a bloated image. He couldn't live as Elvis.
But
it killed him.
But I think Elvis is more of an argument for the money
out of control
messes you up, right? Not that, because I wouldn't look at Elvis as a tortured genius. He didn't write his own songs.
No.
I'm not disrespecting Elvis.
No, you're right. Right.
Like, to me, that's just like this guy from a small town that never had anything got a bunch of money and destroyed himself.
Yeah.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Jeremy. Hey, Jeremy, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. On Kimmy's side, always. I just like to start that out. Number two, it's funny how this doesn't just apply to music. Throughout history, in the topic of physics, you've got guys like Isaac Newton in the 1600s. He was celibate.
What was his term?
He was. It goes like
I got hit by an apple. I'm sorry, Jeremy.
Apples from the tree, baby.
Apples from heaven.
Look out for that arrow. It's a mofo.
You were saying, Jeremy, I'm sorry.
I forgot what the hell I was saying. Anyways, Newton was celibate. All accounts are basically that he had like Asperger's and autism, and that he was, you know, he holed himself up for 18 months to basically develop his own method of science. Albert Einstein he was just spaced out and aloof all the time. And this guy changes physics as the way we know it at the beginning of the 20th century. Got guys like Nikola Tesla, who, you know, was celibate himself.
He was in
love with a pigeon. He lived in a hotel in New York for like 35 years by himself. This isn't just music.
Okay, so you're saying the only
people who change the world.
Geniuses.
So the only
is crazy.
The only way to change the world
is to be a little crazy.
You gotta be crazy.
A lot of crazy. Not a little crazy, a lot of crazy.
I think if you graph craziness versus how you change the world, it's a steep curve there.
Oh, good.
And since neither of you paid attention in math, I don't expect you to understand.
I can kind of see
Kimmy,
it in my head.
I don't do no math. Yeah.
Kimmy, I love you. You're always right. See you, dicks.
Thanks, Jeremy. And you?
Your check's in the mail. I am getting a bunch of calls and tweets for Paul McCartney.
The Beatles?
That's it. Okay, he may not be insane, and he did change music. But Paul McCartney also credits Brian Wilson for sending the Beatles down that psychedelic road.
Yeah, and the Beatles had their own issues.
Yeah, but relatively mild compared to some of the stories we're talking about.
No, I mean, to Kimmy's point, right? Like, you know, Brian Wilson lived in a sandbox. Prince made pancakes in a velour suit, right?
Yeah.
Kurt Cobain, all of it.
True.
Okay, did Paul McCartney change music?
Well, yeah, I mean, you can't say the Beatles didn't. I mean, they introduced that level of stardom to kids' music that we'd never seen before.
But there's two Beatles, right? There's the Beatles that got famous, but what the Beatles turned into happened after what Brian Wilson did, and Paul McCartney is on record as saying Brian Wilson was a massive influence. I don't know. I don't want to disrespect Paul McCartney.
No.
So Michael writes us. We were asking, are there non-insane people?
That changed the world.
You got it. Michael writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us there. He says, Jimmy Page, chill guy. Jimmy Page changed music by stealing other people's music.
Yeah, ripping people off.
Maybe those guys were insane. So, like, all right, let me ask you this question.
Right.
Let's say we have now come to the conclusion that the only way to change the world, influence music, whatever, use your mind like that, is to be insane.
You have to sacrifice yourself.
Is it worth the trade-off?
You'd have to ask them.
But even those guys, I mean, like Brian Wilson, even in interviews, said he wasn't in his right mind. Like, you weren't getting like a straight answer from Brian Wilson.
Here's the thing. I think these people never get to enjoy their success.
Okay.
Mm.
They're miserable. They're chasing something that they just can't get to.
Never satisfied.
Right. It's always beyond the horizon. They're never satisfied. So they're never happy. They're just driven individuals that'll never enjoy their success.
So it's not worth it.
Well, you'll never enjoy the money. Like, you know, if you think, like, I'm going to hit a couple of tunes and kick back on the beach and just enjoy the rest of my life, that's not these guys. It just lives in their head 24/7.
And, like, you know, of the four people we named, like, Brian Wilson's the one that gets off this planet the easiest way. You know, he dies at 82 years old.
Yeah.
An old man.
But he was a tortured soul his whole life.
You're right. But, like, when you look at Cobain, Prince, and Michael Jackson, they all died in terrible ways.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So, at, like, their own hands.
Yeah. But you're rich and you're famous and your name lives on forever.
Right, but you don't enjoy any of it.
So it's not worth it.
Apparently not.
Would you trade it off right now? You could change the world, live forever, be rich beyond your wildest dreams, but you don't
get to enjoy it.
So you don't want.
Yeah, why would you?
Okay.
It's like the ultimate torture.
It is.
Here's everything, enjoy none of it.
Life is a cruel, cruel mistress.
You should write that down.
No, that's one of Charles Manson's songs.
Hey, it's a cruel mystery, baby. Let's go stabbing now. Everybody's learning how.
USA.
Hey, baby.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.